contains adult content, which could include sexual behavior or exploitation, misuse of alcohol, smoking, illegal drugs, violence, and dangerous behavior. Chapter 1. A Journal. March. I'm writing this sitting on the draining board. It's the only part of the kitchen where there is any daylight left. Also, writing stories and poems in strange places helps to give me ideas. Outside the window, the evening sky is full of cloud. I tell myself that soon spring will come. Rose is ironing next to the fire. She looks lovely in the soft firelight because she is pinkish gold. She's my sister, but I still know that she's beautiful. She's almost 21 and very angry with life. I'm 17 and look younger but feel older. I'm not beautiful, but I have a tidy face. I think we are like girls in novels, living in this strange, quiet place. Rose sees nothing romantic about living in an old castle. I agree that our home is not comfortable, but I love it. It was built in the 1600s and has two round towers. The gatehouse is still standing. Belmont Tower, part of an older castle, stands on a small mound close by. I'm keeping this journal in an old exercise book to teach myself how to write a novel. I plan to capture all my family in words. "You're trying too hard," Father told me a few months ago, after reading one of my stories. "If you relax, the words will pour out of you." But how can we get the words to pour out of Father? Many years ago, he wrote a book called Jacob Wrestling. It did very well in America, but then he stopped writing. Mother believed that this was because of something which happened when I was about 5. We were living in a small house by the sea at the time. One afternoon, when we were having tea in the garden, Father started arguing with Mother just as he was cutting a cake. He pointed the knife at her, and one of our neighbours jumped over the garden wall to save her. Father knocked him down and went to prison for 3 months. When Father came out, he stayed away from people and decided that he wanted to live in a house without neighbours. He saw Godsend Castle, which he immediately rented. His plan was to begin a new book here. But time went on, and we realised that he wasn't writing anything. Now he spends most days in the freezing gatehouse, reading novels that Miss Marcy, the village librarian and schoolteacher, brings to him. He stays away from us and seems depressed. Oh, poor Father. He really is very sad. Mother became ill and died 8 years ago. 3 years ago, Father went to London and came back with Topaz, our new mother. She's a famous artist model and very beautiful, with lots of blonde hair and skin like snow. She's 29. She's kind, and I like her very, very much. I'm pleased that I just wrote that, because she has appeared in the kitchen in an orange dress saying, "Ah, girls!" As Topaz puts wood on the fire, Rose looks up from her ironing and watches her unhappily. I usually know what Rose is thinking. I'm sure that she's jealous of Topaz's dress. Oh dear, they are arguing. Rose wants Topaz to go to London and make some money modelling. But Topaz doesn't want to leave father. Also, she doesn't like the artist that she modelled for in London. I've had a lot of trouble with him, she tells Rose. I think that it's okay to have a little trouble if you're earning good money for it, said Rose. Then you have the trouble, dear, replied Topaz. Perhaps you should marry a rich man. At this, Rose began to cry, because she never meets any rich men. Topaz went to her and put her arms round her. It's raining again. Stephen is coming across the courtyard. He's lived with us since he was a little boy, because his mother was our maid. When she died, he stayed. He sleeps in a small room next to the kitchen. He grows vegetables and does 100 other jobs for us. He's 18 now and handsome with golden hair. I know that Stephen likes me in a romantic way, but I don't feel the same. My brother, Thomas, has come in from school in our nearest town, King's Crypt. He's a large boy of 15 with thick brown hair. My goodness, Topaz is cooking eggs. Oh, excellent chickens. We usually only have bread and butter for tea. It's so strange to remember when tea was what you ate before a big evening meal. Now it's our only evening meal. Stephen carries a lantern to the table as father appears. He's still a good-looking man, but his face is getting a little fat and his skin is white. He's talking to Topaz, who loves him very much, but he never seems very interested in her. I shall have to get off the draining board. Actually, I have never felt happier in my life. It doesn't matter that my family have sold most of our furniture for food. Maybe it's because I've enjoyed writing this. Or maybe it's because we're having eggs for tea.